Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. Today is day 70 of the year, Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the Lone Star State today. We are looking at Texas's 19th district, which covers a massive, sprawling expanse of West Texas. It includes the major cities of Lubbock and Abilene, and it is the undisputed heavyweight champion of the American cotton industry. And today, we are profiling a man who holds one of the most powerful gavels in Washington, and who just recently announced that he is walking away from it all. We are talking about Republican Jody Arrington.
Stephen, Chairman Arrington is an absolute force of nature in the conservative movement. He was born and raised in West Texas, the son of a tractor mechanic. He went to Texas Tech University in Lubbock, and he eventually became a senior advisor to George W. Bush in the White House. He was elected to this congressional seat back in 2016, and he has spent the last decade building a reputation as a relentless, unapologetic fiscal hawk. He talks constantly about reversing the curse of the national debt.
And in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, he reached the absolute peak of his power. He is the chairman of the House Budget Committee. He was the primary legislative architect behind the new administration's massive reconciliation package, which they called the One Big Beautiful Bill. Arrington drove that bill through Congress, slashing federal spending, implementing massive welfare reforms, and funding border security.
And the moment he secured that massive victory, he did something that almost nobody in Washington ever does. In November of 2025, Jody Arrington officially announced that he is retiring. He is not running for re-election this year. He said that he had achieved exactly what he set out to do, and that public office should be a temporary stint in stewardship, not a lifetime career. He wants to go back to Texas, spend time with his wife and kids, and leave politics on a high note. It was a massive shock to the Texas political establishment.
But anyone thinking he is just going to quietly pack up his office is completely wrong. His early 2026 agenda has been absolutely fierce. Just a few days ago, in early March 2026, the Congressional Budget Office released their updated long-term outlook, and it was terrifying. They projected that the gross federal debt is going to hit $182 trillion by the year 2056.
Arrington immediately released a blistering statement pointing out that $182 trillion equates to roughly $2 million in debt for every single American family. He is currently at the House GOP retreat in Florida this week, actively pitching Reconciliation 2.0 to target massive bureaucratic waste and fraud. He is also demanding that Congress create a bipartisan debt commission to tackle autopilot entitlement spending before it bankrupts the next generation.
He is trying to fix the federal checkbook, but he is equally obsessed with protecting the plowboys and cowboys of West Texas. And this is where his March 2026 legislative victories really shine. Just 2 days ago, on March 9th, Arrington announced that he successfully secured massive, critical provisions for West Texas inside the new 2026 Farm Bill.
This is huge for his district. He advanced the USDA Crop Act. For years, the EPA has been unilaterally banning traditional pesticides and farming tools, completely ignoring the economic impact on farmers. Arrington's bill legally forces the EPA to listen to the USDA's Office of Pest Management Policy. He refuses to let Washington bureaucrats ban the chemicals that make no-till farming possible in West Texas. In that same farm bill, he also secured a new crop insurance pilot program to protect cotton farmers when their yields fall drastically short.
He defends the agricultural sector from every angle. Last month, in February 2026, he led a successful effort to pressure the administration into eliminating India's 11% tariff on American cotton. And he is fiercely protective of private property. He recently introduced the Transparency in Federal Land Acquisitions Act. The Biden administration previously tried to quietly expand the Muleshoe National Wildlife Refuge, which enraged local county judges in West Texas, who felt like the federal government was just secretly seizing land.
Arrington's new bill explicitly forces the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to publish their plans in the Federal Register and hold a public comment period before they are legally allowed to finalize any new land grabs. He is making sure local communities in places like Bailey County always have a seat at the table.
He is incredibly effective. By retiring this year, he is leaving behind an R-plus-26 district. the Republican primary to replace him is going to be an absolute political earthquake. But for the rest of 2026, Chairman Arrington is still holding the gavel, and he is determined to slash as much federal waste as he possibly can before he goes home to Lubbock.
The West Texas native who passed the biggest spending cuts in modern history.
The budget chairman taking his final lap for the cotton farmers.
That is Representative Jody Arrington.
That is our profile for Texas's 19th district. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.